Well, in Kentucky, the mother of a young black woman killed by police is now calling for no-knock warrants to be banned and body cameras required for all police. Officers in Louisville, Kentucky shot and killed Breonna Taylor in her apartment in March during a narcotics search warrant. And the governor of Kentucky is now asking for both federal and local prosecutors to investigate. Joining us now for the latest is Amina Elahi. She is a reporter for WFPL in Louisville. And Amina, take us back to the shooting. Police entered Breonna Taylor's apartment just after midnight on March 13th. Then what happened?
They entered by force, and there's some disagreement over whether they introduced or rather identified themselves before doing so. Neighbors and Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, say that they didn't. They didn't hear them coming in. But the police say they did announce themselves before breaking down the door. Once they did that, that startled Walker and Taylor awake, and Walker responded by firing his gun. He shot an officer in the leg, and all three officers responded by firing back. And it's believed that they shot over 20 bullets. At least eight of them hit Breonna Taylor, killing her just that same night.
Why did police have a no-knock warrant to enter her apartment?
The warrant was related to a drug investigation, as you mentioned. They claimed that they believed the main suspect, Jamarcus Glover, was receiving packages at Breonna's apartment. And we know that Breonna Taylor and Jamarcus Glover had a relationship in the past and remained in contact. The police claimed that they had seen him picking up a package there earlier this year and that they used the Louisville postal inspector to confirm that he was, in fact, receiving packages there. So they believed that her apartment was being used as some sort of drug operation. That's why they requested the no-knock warrant and operated the way that they did in the middle of the night. However, late last week, the Louisville postal inspector told local TV that the police didn't use his office to verify that claim. So that throws some of the rationale for the warrant into question.
And we want to note that no drugs were recovered in Breonna's home. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. You mentioned her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, who is a licensed gun owner, that he shot one of the officers in the leg that night. And his lawyer says he was acting in self-defense after police used that battering ram to enter the apartment. What's the latest with Walker?
You're absolutely right. And I should mention that that officer who was shot was taken to surgery and has since recovered. But Walker's been charged with first-degree assault and attempting to murder a police officer. He was released to house arrest in late March, and that really angered police and their union, who described him as, you know, someone who attempted to kill a police officer and doesn't deserve to be on house arrest. But that case is still pending against him. There's some complication around how that will all play out here locally. Supporters of Walker and Taylor, I think at this point, seem to be saying that they just want the case thrown out. Like his lawyer, they're saying he acted in self-defense. He was startled awake in the middle of the night, not knowing who was entering his home, and tried to defend himself and Taylor.
Amina, this took place in March. Why is it getting so much attention right now?
Yeah, it was actually covered pretty well by local media here. This was something that didn't escape notice. However, despite that and despite the fact that local activists have been talking about it and remembering Breonna Taylor, it didn't really reach national attention until more recently, a little more than a week ago. It seems like one of the catalytic moments was when Sean King, the activist, shared her story on social media, on his podcast, and that really caught a lot of people's attention. And you started seeing her picture circulating on Twitter, on Instagram, with details, and I should add, a lot of misinformation as well about what happened to her. But the basic facts about, you know, police entering her home at night and shooting her, that's true, and that's been shared very widely in recent days.
And what parts of this story in the initial information that we were hearing was misinformation?
The misinformation, the key point that I've seen incorrectly shared recently is that the police were at the wrong house. And I think that how you interpret that maybe determines whether it's correct or not. Technically, they were at the right house. They had a warrant for that apartment. Breonna Taylor's name was on the warrant. She wasn't a main suspect, but she was involved in what they were after, basically, because they believed that her apartment was being used to do these drug transactions in some way. When people say the wrong house, they may mean that they should not have gone there. But technically speaking, they went to the place they said they were going to.
That's Amina Alahi. She is a reporter with WFPL in Louisville. Thank you so much.
Thank you.